here with John Elway at Dove Elway. John, you just talked to the press for 25 minutes talking about the Broncos and Coach Fox parting ways. If you could, take us a little bit more into that room and what it was like and how the timing for yesterday was determined.
Well, first of all, I talked to John yesterday morning, just said, let's get together this afternoon. Let's get away from this game a little bit, and obviously it was still raw. And so I think it was for us to be able to get some more time, get some download a little bit and relax. But then when we got in the meeting, John emphasized about the timing for him, especially in the fact that, what his opportunities are out there as far as the chance to be a head coach somewhere else with the jobs that are available. And that made a lot of sense for him. And as I looked at it, it made sense for us, too. John has been tremendous for us the last 4 years. When we hired him, he was a perfect guy for the job, came in and turned this thing around with his energy and his focus and type of guy that he was. What I called back then was football rehab, and he got everybody excited about playing football again. So he did a great job. And we just talked about kind of the differences in opinion that we have and where we were and as far as the difference in how we think we're going to get there. I mean, we both want to be world champions. It's just a difference of opinion on how to get there. And so that point in time decided, it's a good opportunity for John, but it's also a good opportunity for us to go a different direction and find that next guy.
You said you didn't get the sense that players went out kicking and screaming with the expectations here. Why don't you think you saw that, whether it was Sunday or before?
Yeah, and I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. I just, I'm disappointed for the players and the fact that there wasn't more energy. I mean, and it wasn't because there wasn't energy in that building.
Right.
The fans did a tremendous job, and the excitement that came along with playing in the playoffs, it just didn't seem that for some reason or another, didn't have the energy level that we needed to be able to compete and beat the Colts, who played a very good football game. So we just didn't have that, and it's disappointing not to go out with a bigger flame.
You said you're still on plan A. That is the mode. Assuming, let's say, Peyton Manning is here next year, how do you negotiate that when looking for candidates? Do you look for them thinking he will be here next year?
Well, I mean, I think that that's going to be in the conversation, and we really don't know, and I think that that's going to be up to Peyton. But whoever is the next coach has got to understand that we don't know what that answer is. Plus, we feel good about Brock and Zach and the guys that we have here and the fact that we've trained them for the last 3 years. And if Peyton is not here, that we'll see if Brock's ready to take the reins.
What do you think, last one then, what's the one trait the next head coach of the Denver Broncos must have?
Well, I think that it's hard to say. I mean, you always say a competitive fire, but John Fox had the competitive fire too.
Right.
I think that, it just, to me, it's that ability of a guy, of somebody that's had that experience, that's maybe won a world championship and understands how to get there.